Strange Adventure.
The wagon train was formed in a circle. The cooking fires were lit and the weary pioneers sat down to their evening meal. They had almost finished when from the darkness came the challenge of a guard, and in a moment a mild-looking little man, clothed in filthy buckskin, entered the circle of firelight. He slid from the back of his pony.
Is the wagon boss here?
The wagon boss came forward.
I'm here. What do you want?
The little man seemed ill at ease.
Well, I started a large war party and I was right away. When I saw your camp, I thought I'd warn you.
The wagon boss called for his scout.
Jack, come here a minute.
Jack Willett was, from appearances, all that an Indian scout should be, and he wore his beaded buckskins with an air of authority. He stepped into the light. The wagon boss pointed to the little man.
This fella here says there's Indians around.
Jack threw his head back in silent laughter. Then he spoke.
In the first place, this is friendly country. In the second place, I've been out ahead of the train all day and seen no fresh sign. There isn't an Indian in 20 miles.
The little man faced him.
I'm telling you what I saw. They know you're here, and they'll most likely attack about dawn.
The tall man looked down at the smaller, older man and said,
Who do you think you are to be telling me that you can see what I can't? And the way you talk, people would think you were Sam Lee.
The little man smiled but made no answer. He turned away and, mounting his horse, rode into the night. When he had gone, one of the men turned to Jack.
Hey, who's this Sam Lee you was talking about, Jack?
Oh, nobody except one of the most famous scouts on the plains. He's nothing like that little renegade.
The weary travelers rolled up in their blankets and soon were asleep. In the faint light of false dawn, a line of Indian horsemen broke over the edge of the plain and attacked the sleeping wagon train. The men awoke and, grabbing their rifles, joined the battle. The pioneers fought hard, but it was obvious from the first that theirs was a losing battle. Unless help came, they would all be killed. Suddenly, the Indians were thrown into confusion. They drew away from the besieged wagon train and, with a few parting shots, rode off. A man straightened from behind a wagon and pointed to the sky.
Hey, looky yonder!
Jack Willett came forward.
There, it's an Indian smoke signal, a warning the troops are on the way.
The people cheered. Then a single rider appeared on the hillside, and as he came nearer, they identified him as the little man who had given them warning the night before. He rode up to the camp.
The Indians gone?
Jack Willett answered,
Of course they are. They were warned by those smoke signals that troops are on the way here.
The little man smiled.
There ain't no troops. I made that smoke.
He turned his pony and started off. There was amazement on Jack's face.
You did? Who are you, anyway?
The little man, still smiling, looked back over his shoulder as he rode away.
I'm the man who trained Sam Lee. My name's Kit Carson.
Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.